This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, a bill to create a rigid definition of sex, boxing out legal recognition of intersex, non-binary, and transgender people in far-flung references across state law, passed a Senate Public Health Committee last week after more than an hour of testimony from opposing sides. Senate Bill 458 received testimony from nearly 50 people and showcased another instance this legislative session in which bills negatively impacting LGBTQ people brought out many more opponents than proponents. Six people spoke in favor of the bill, more than 40 testified against it. Republican Senator Carl Glimm of Kyla introduced the bill, which would define sex as the organization of the body and gametes for reproduction in human beings and other organisms, specifying that humans have exactly two sexes, male and female, with two corresponding gametes. The sexes are determined by the biological indication of male or female, including sex chromosomes, gonads, and non-ambiguous internal and external genitalia present at birth, without regard to an individual's psychological, chosen, or subjective experience of gender. The bill was the brainchild of hard right-wing conservative Jeff Laszloffy, president of the conservative religious group the Montana Family Foundation. Transgender, intersex, non-binary, and two-spirit Montanans and their allies strongly disagreed with that interpretation during the Monday hearing. The bill, they said, creates a false and reductive definition of sex that ignores intersex people and denies any relationship between gender and sex that contributes to trans and non-binary identities, including how a person is defined on legal documents like driver's licenses, birth certificates, and death certificates. Opponents presented a more nuanced description of sex, one that accounted for the variations in development experienced by intersex people. Dr. Lauren Wilson, president of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics and a practicing physician in Missoula, recounted going to deliveries in which a baby's sex was not apparent based on external characteristics. Many other people, she said, see changes in their sexual development over time. Dr. Wilson said, there are also all sorts of people whose reproductive and endocrine systems are not organized around the production of the gamete that would typically correlate with them, Wilson said. These state definitions make zero provision for intersex people, so there are a whole bunch of people you suddenly cannot categorize. It's not clear what their legal status would be. A snowmobiler died after crashing into a tree just west of West Yellowstone on Friday. The snowmobiler was riding on the Two Top Trail about 6 miles west of West Yellowstone when he struck a tree. Emergency responders called to the scene report that the man was found dead. The snowmobiler was identified as Christopher Berg, 33, of Chandler, Arizona. Speed is considered a contributor to the crash. A white nationalist group has claimed credit for etching Nazi symbols on an outdoor recreational area managed by the Bureau of Land Management and named after a prominent Crow Indian leader. The BLM is investigating graffiti carved into the Four Dances area about 3 miles south of Billings. Four Dances was a spiritual and military leader for the Crow people. In 1830, he fasted and danced in that area, receiving a powerful vision after being adopted by the Great Horned Owl. The site has been defaced by a group linked to white supremacists called the Big Sky Active Club, which posted on its Gab social media account, "BSAC went on a hike and etched our message in stone, tribe up or die." The carving showed a swastika with the number 1488, a popular white supremacist symbol that refers to the 14 words slogan, and 88, a numerical reference to the Heil Hitler chant used by Nazis and other hate groups. A second set of carvings shows the SS lightning bolts. Another carving shows a swastika with the message, "We are everywhere." Another social media post by Big Sky Active Club named one of its members who has not yet been charged with carving the symbols and defacing the site with hate. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.